There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
As a result of press releases issued by President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and the Canadian Prime Minister in Waco, Texas in 2005, and repeated in Cancun, Mexico in 2006, the U.S. Department of Commerce has set up working groups from the three countries to write agreements designed to achieve open borders among the three countries for goods, services, and people. This was all approved by President Bush under the name Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Congress played no part in setting up this Security and Prosperity Partnership, but the plans have been laid out in U.S. government press releases and on government websites. A press release from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security stated bluntly, "The United States, Canada, and Mexico entered into an unprecedented trilateral security and prosperity partnership to establish a single integrated program for North American travelers by 2008. Government documents released under the Freedom of Information Act reveal that this plan is far advanced in putting together a new trilateral bureaucracy with Mexico and Canada that is aggressively rewriting a wide range of U.S. administrative law. These plans are confirmed on the White House website, which states, quote, "In June 2005, our three governments released detailed work plans identifying key initiatives that form an ambitious agenda of collaboration. We have worked to implement these initiatives. We affirm our commitment to complete a trilateral regulatory cooperation framework by 2007. The White House calls all this just a dialogue. I suggest you ask your congressman to call a congressional investigation so Congress and the American people can participate in the dialogue about these plans."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. For complete information on the World Trade Organization, the proposal to place American military forces under UN command, and the dangerous New World Order, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on world government. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. Come.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, when you open a new bag of cotton balls, are you supposed to throw the top one away? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there! Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, I have been around a long time now. In 75 years, I can probably remember 72 of them, 71 of them maybe. And I can remember how hot and dry it was. Now, I don't remember the drought of 1934, but everybody talked about it. But I remember the drought and hot weather of 1936 and how hot those summers were in 32, 34, and 36. Now, like I said, I don't remember 32 and 34. I was born in 32. But my people all talked about it and wondered when we were going to have a decent summer when it wasn't so extremely hot, because it was hot, hot, hot. Then I was farming in 1954 when it was extremely hot, hot, hot. So was the summer of 56. I remember that. That's the year we got married. I remember 54 because that was the year I had to stay in the house with my grandfather because he was very ill, and it was the temperature at Columbia, Missouri at the airport never got under 100 degrees during the month of July. Now, that was in the 50s. 1980 was an extremely hot summer, and we've had some extremely cold winters, and this was one of them. Now, the spring particularly, but we had a lot of snow and ice and cold weather all through the winter, clear down into the south, and a lot of people, those our listeners that we have in the Dakotas and Wyoming, they think Missouri is a southern state, and I guess it is because we talk kind of like hillbillies and southern folks. But anyhow, the cold air continues to come down. We had snow in North Carolina just over the weekend, Easter weekend. So do we have global warming? This is the whole point. Now, I have, and Jeff and Beth gave this to me several years ago. It's a little radio that gives the weather, and it gives a lot of weather information, and I call it my little man in the bathroom because I go in there and I punch a button, and he tells me what the weather is, and then he gives the statistics every day. So I have the statistics. I have the figures from over the weekend. Friday's high here in central Missouri was only 36. It broke a record. In 1939, it was 38, and that was the lowest high that we had had on that date ever. And we broke the record Friday. So Friday at 36 degrees was the all-time high for that particular day. It was the lowest high we ever had. Is that confusing? All right. Then Saturday morning, we had a record low of 19 degrees. That broke a record of 25 degrees that was set back in 1898. So you see there's a big difference. It was a lot colder than it ever had been before since they've been keeping records. Then Saturday, then which would be Sunday night, Sunday morning would be, which was Resurrection Sunday. It was 23 degrees here, and the old record was 24, and that was set in 1997, which wasn't too long ago. Then on Monday, we had a low of 20 degrees, and that broke a that broke a 1997 record. The next morning, we had a 24 degree reading. That broke a 1998 degree record. On that same date, it was 90 degrees in 1905 and 93 degrees in 1930. Now, can you see anything in any of that that would say, oh, boy, we're having global warming? See, I'm not convinced there's anything whatsoever to global warming. Now, they do it with the ocean temperatures and a whole lot of other stuff, but there's about as many scientists. I mean, in fact, there are many more scientists that are really weather people that say there's no such thing as a real trend here as far as global warming is concerned. Now, you say, how could that be then? Because all you hear about is global warming. Now, WorldNet Daily and Bill Ferrer has an interesting article out today. It's posted this morning, and it has to do with journalism. And he talks about how we don't have truly journalists anymore, that they all have an agenda. Now, for example, I will be right honest, I have an agenda. I want to see us go back to a democratic republican form of government. I want to see us go back to studying the scriptures in school. I want to see us go back to doing the things that are in the Constitution of the United States and making our leaders follow their constitutional oath of office. Now, that's my agenda. I personally don't see anything wrong with it. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that think I'm a real nut. But let's look at the Society for Environmental Journalists. It's one of the activist pressure groups working within the press to promote a political agenda under the guise of reporting the news. Journalism is supposed to be skepticism. In other words, a journalist should be a skepticist, right? Or skeptic. They're supposed to ask tough questions. They're supposed to seek the truth. They're not supposed to accept what is conventional at the time. Now, these journalists today are heavily funded by corporate America. They tell us what we can read. They tell us what we can hear. And they control the news media. Now, I'm going to take a break. Stay tuned, and I'll show you how this is nothing new. This goes all the way back to before World War I. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit InterestReductionSolutions.com. or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. I'm looking at this article that came to me this morning from WorldNet Daily. Joseph Farah has written an article. In fact, it's one of his whistleblowing articles. And he talks about the Society for Environmental Journalists and how they are financed. Now, here's the thing, and you say, well, every time we turn on the radio, every time we turn on the television set, there it is, global warming, it must be something to it. And it goes back to Adolf Hitler saying, if you tell a lie long enough and often enough, people will start believing it. Now, he says, the Society of Environmental Journalists is well-funded with support coming from the... Now, get this. The Hearst Corporation, Chicago Tribune, National Public Radio, Bloomberg, Knight Ritter, The New York Times, Newsweek, NBC News, Time, ABC, CBS News, CNN, Fox News Network, Washington Post, Newsweek, Newsday, The Ford Foundation, General Motors, Allstate, JetBlue, Toyota, Coca-Cola, Verizon, and HBO. Now, they're all putting money into this thing to make sure that people get the idea that we have global warming, all right? And you say, well, I can't believe they do that. I just trust these people. After all, Walter Cronkite never told a lie. And that's the way it is. Now, for those of you who didn't remember Walter Cronkite, he'd close every evening show with, that's the way it is. And I think, Walter, you ought to say that's the way you think it is, because I disagree with him on the things that I really knew about, which was very few. But I'd say if he's wrong about that, he's probably wrong about a lot of other things, too. Now, this goes way, way back, prior to World War I, and the United States could see they were going to get into World War I, and the munitions people wanted us to get into World War I. Now, the munitions people are the people that build cannons. They build ammunition. They put ammunition together. They build, I don't remember what all they had in World War I. That was before I came to this country. But everything moved on wheels, you know that. So the iron and steel industry was really involved in wanting us to get involved in World War I. The shipbuilding industry, the powder manufacturers, the big industries of those days, and that was back in the turn of the century, 1915 or something like that, they wanted us as a nation to get involved. They were already fighting over in Europe. And, hey, if we could just get involved in this thing, we would have to have ships, we would have to have trucks, we would have to have cannons, we would have to have all sorts of equipment made out of iron and steel. So the steel industry wanted to do this. Now, when we come back, let me show you what the steel industry did back then, just like the global warming enthusiasts are doing today. Stay tuned, please.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Now, as I was just mentioning, prior to World War I, the munitions manufacturers, J.P. Morgan Interest, because they're going to have to borrow a lot of money to do all this, the steel, the shipbuilders, and the powder manufacturers, they visualized fantastic profits if and when the United States ever entered World War I. So in March of 1915, these corporations got together 12 men who understood the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States and sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press throughout the country. They found it was only necessary to purchase and control 25 of the greatest papers. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was furnished for each paper to supervise and edit information regarding the questions of preparedness. We're talking here about military preparedness, militarism, financial policies, other policies vital to the interest of those who would be purchasing the iron, the steel, the raw materials that go in to fight a war, all right? News columns then were filled with all sorts of arguments and misrepresentations as to the present condition of the U.S. Army and Navy and the probability of the United States being attacked by foreign foes. Does that sound like anything that we're hearing today? The policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of the interests that were being served. And, of course, those interests were the shipbuilding interests, the munitions manufacturers, J.P. Morgan. They're playing on every prejudice and passion of the American people. Does this still exist? When a company owns many different types of media businesses, it is referred to as a media conglomerate. Today we have seven such media conglomerates. They're Disney, ABC, Time Warner, News Corp, Bertelsmann AG, Viacom, and General Electric. These companies together own more than 90% of the news media. You say, yes, but hey, we've got little radio stations out here. We have small town newspapers. They can't control them. It is amazing how many of the small town radio stations, the small town newspapers have been bought up and purchased by these conglomerates. So what we hear oftentimes is not the news at all. It's those same misrepresentations that they were arguing about prior to World War I. The news media is not news media anymore. And if you doubt that, just watch it. Watch the evening news on television. Watch Fox. Watch CNN. They don't tell you the truth. They give you enough of the truth to make you think it's the truth, and they don't go into the details. They never talk. They never talk about the real meaning behind what's setting the prices, what's making the news. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that we've had this controlled news media for a long, long time. And Walter, we see WorldNet Daily coming out now and doing one of their whistleblower stories about the same thing. But it's nothing as those of us that have been studying this for a long time, we've watched it, we know what's happening. And it goes back, like I said, they were doing it way back in 1915, prior to World War I. Let's go to the telephones. Bill in Kansas. Hi, Bill, you're on the air.
Well, of course, Derry, as usual, you're dead on target. The only thing is that 1915 was way late in the game. The thing we're calling global warming right now is actually two problems. One, it's climate change, which has always been going on this planet ever since there's been a climate on this planet. And the second thing is the supposed human cause of global warming, which is the totally manufactured part of this. And they keep telling us there's a consensus, but they can never produce a consensus on a list of a majority of scientists that agree that that humans are causing this. And basically, this is a case, and feeds right into what you're talking about, how a small group of people, because they control the majority of the media, are in a position to feed stories. And I used to work in a radio station. I've worked in radio and print news both. So I can tell you from experience that unless the reporter originates the story, he just regurgitates what he's given to repeat.
And we see that more and more all of the time. I listen to farm broadcasters, and because that's what I did for 40 years. And I see the news releases that come out from Monsanto and come out from the companies, you know, that are buying time on their programs. And they just read them. They don't question these people. They don't ask hardball questions. They just, you know, they just throw little pom-poms once in a while. It's pathetic.
What's sad about this, however, is that I look around me and I see the Patriot Press, as I call them, actually doing the same thing. There's quite a few stories that are circulating in the Patriot Press that nobody has ever bothered to do any further follow-up or corroboration or research on. They're just repeating it whole as they got it. And that's a danger because of the fact that we'll wind up being co-opted by ourselves.
And we are going to take a break. Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a machinery consignment sale this coming Saturday, April the 14th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, the sale starts at 12 o'clock noon on Saturday the 14th of this month. Several tractors have been consigned, including a 3020 John Deere, a 656 International with loader, a 4230 Case IH with cab in excellent condition. Several pieces of hay equipment are going to be selling, including a New Holland Square baler, a 605 Vermeer baler, a hay trailer, brush hog, 1090 CIH mower, and that's a mower conditioner, by the way, a couple of Ford pickups and a 1999 Yamaha ATV, two Bobcat skid steers, one 7753 Bobcat like new, a considerable amount of livestock equipment, including a Foremost hydraulic chute and an alley, a lot of farm equipment going to be selling. For information, call the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. That sale this Saturday, April the 14th.
Gold rose above $675 an ounce early Monday despite a 3% drop in oil prices and a higher dollar, then fell back on profit-taking, closing in New York off $2.50 to $671.10 an ounce. Silver rose a dime to $13.75 an ounce. Prudent Bear manager David Tice forecasts a 50 to 60% decline in the stock market over the next 2 years, reports the New York Times. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
First, take an old-fashioned county fair. Now add a wildly popular internet auction site and mix in Noah's Ark. Roll it all together and what do you get? Breederville.com. Breederville.com is for breeders. Pet breeders, livestock breeders, all animal breeders, buyers and sellers, domestic and exotics. It's like eBay on the farm, but better. Breederville.com is more than an online animal auction. It's an internet community that expands the local market for small to medium farm-related businesses. By expanding your local market, you remain local and independent. Breederville.com provides live auctions, web stores, online forums, livestock transportation quotes, plus breeding and showing libraries. Breederville.com business members can promote their business free of charge while earning money for their favorite nonprofit group just by promoting Breederville.com. For more information, visit DerryBrownfield.com and click on Breederville.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says, when weeding, the best way to make sure you're removing a weed and not a valuable plant is to pull on it. If it comes out of the ground easily, it's a valuable plant.
Derry Brownfield.
All right, we have returned. Let's go to Connecticut. Ralph, hi, you're on the air, Ralph.
How you doing, Derry?
All right.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that global warming only because from my experience up here, I'm been using a chainsaw for a few years on my property, and the number of days that I can drop a tree have decreased dramatically. Where I used to be able to drop a tree up in on a non-windy day, oh God, about 80% of the time. Now I'm lucky to get one day in three where the wind's not blowing to the point where I'm comfortable using a chainsaw. So I figured the wind going up has to be related to an heat exchange where the warm air and the hot air is all trying to come together. I don't know if that makes sense. Did you get that, Jerry?
I'm with you. I'm just not a cold weather person, and I could do with a lot less cold weather. And, you know, people, now I know the snow bunnies, they like the cold winters, and they like the snow, and they want to go to the Alps and to the Rockies and do their thing. But if they had to work out in that all of the time, they'd have a totally different attitude. They come into a nice warm fire and a martini, and it changes their attitude a little bit. But if they were someone on construction that had work to do, you know, when it's hot, your car will start. When it's hot, the water pipes will work. When it's hot, things just work a lot better than when it's cold. I mean, you can put up with heat, but when it's cold, chains break easier. I mean, just all sorts of things happen. But anyway, Ralph, I'm with you. Let's move along here, though. Valinda has been very patient. She called to the show before we were ever on the air. Hi, Valinda. You are now on the air.
Well, Mr. Brownfield, I just wanted to comment on an item mentioned on your show yesterday from a woman's perspective.
Good.
And that is the Illinois State Police webpage that advises women that are threatened with a violent sexual attack. It gives them advice that we should fend off violent offenders with combs and keys.
Right, with fingernail files.
Yes, and I just cannot believe that this is how the Illinois State Police instruct their female officers or their own wives and daughters to respond to a violent attack. That we're supposed to try to talk the violent offender out of attacking, that fighting would probably be futile, give yourself up, hope you survive, or as a last resort, I hate to say this on the air, but we should vomit and make ourselves unattractive to the attacker. I think this is the most sexist and discriminatory approach to women's safety I think I've ever heard. And
well, it came from a news release from the Illinois State Police.
It is on their webpage under what to do when confronted in a sexual assault.
I don't have a copy of that with me. We went into great detail on it yesterday.
Yes. I tell you what, I can paint a better scenario for women.
Can you paint?
Well, okay, it takes place in 48 states that honor and respect a woman's basic right to self-defense, and that is the right to carry. In those states, women can enroll in a firearm safety class. They can take personal protection courses. They can train on a firing range. They go through all the necessary details to get a concealed carry permit. And I can tell you, I don't know firsthand, but I've heard tell that a .38, a 9mm or a .45 are all far more effective than a plastic comb or sobbing for mercy.
A little .22 is more effective
yes.
than a plastic comb.
Okay. Now, the Illinois State Police, though, they say that using a firearm to protect yourself is not recommended. But when a serial killer was attacking women in Louisiana, Louisiana Governor Mike Foster himself urged the women of his state to get a firearm and learn how to use it. And Illinois is one of only two states left that render women defenseless. They arm us only with combs and keys and nail files, and I think that's barbaric. I have a non-resident carry license from another state, and I can protect myself in the states that honor that permit by legally carrying a firearm for self-defense.
Does Illinois honor other states?
Illinois does not honor any right to carry for personal protection.
Well, I wouldn't think
it
would.
So when I come home, I have to render myself a defenseless potential victim to enter back into my state, and I think that's an absolute disgrace. The women of Illinois deserve better than this, and I think it's time that the Illinois General Assembly address the problem of violence against women in this state, and they need to pass a right to carry law. It's just ridiculous that there's only two states left that do not have this provision. They do not respect the basic human right to self-defense, and that's Illinois and Wisconsin.
I just happened to see this morning. I get one of these almost daily, but I brought this one down here since we talked about this yesterday. A woman who pretended to have a gun was trying to rob a convenience store on St. Paul's east side. Susan Cahale, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, I read that too this morning.
Okay. She does not normally tend the Super USA store owned by her husband. But her husband ran out to do an errand Sunday evening, leaving Susanna and their 2-year-old daughter on their own. Well, the woman's 8 months pregnant. A woman acting as if she had a gun inside a paper bag tried to rob the store. She came behind the counter and tussled with Susanna, who's 9 months pregnant. Okay, I was a month off there. Susanna was forced to use a gun her husband kept behind the counter. The robbery suspect was shot near the collarbone and was in stable condition in regional hospital Saturday night. Susanna was treated for minor injuries. She will be getting an ultrasound to make sure her unborn baby was not injured.
And see, she's very fortunate that she could protect herself and her baby and her little two-year-old. But in Illinois, women are left with basically a sheet of paper for protection. They can get an order of protection if they have the luxury of knowing who their potential attacker might be. But, you know, a sheet of paper between a woman and an attacker, not much of a defense.
What do we say? A gun in the hand is better than a cop on the telephone.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for waiting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go to Christianton in Tennessee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry. I go by the name Christian Anarchist.
Christian Anarchist.
That's what I am. Anyway, I wanted to talk about global warming and biodiesel.
Okay.
I've got a truck now that I'm running on biodiesel. It's French fry oil, you know.
Right.
And I've been running it that way for about a week. It's running pretty good, except for the cold starts. Cold starts are a little rough, but once it's up and running, it drives and runs exactly the same as it did before. And so far, I haven't had anything plug up or cause any problems, so it's doing good. And as far as the global warming situation, I remember, of course, in the 60s that we were worried about a coming ice age.
Right.
But now it's global warming. And I fly to China every now and then. And when you fly across the globe, it's pretty interesting because you look out that window of that plane at 35,000 feet or 39,000 feet, and you look at the huge amount, mass of air on this planet, and you look at... You look down and you might see some little factory down there with a smokestack that's belching out smoke. But when you're up there in that plane, that huge belching cloud of smoke from that chimney isn't much. It's a little tiny speck in this great big giant ball of atmosphere that personally I think that we're just too small of an animal on this planet to make any change at all. Even if we tried to change the atmosphere, we couldn't do it. We're too puny. We just don't possess the power to do that, the amount of energy it would take to change our atmosphere. It's just tremendous.
Look what happens when these volcanoes erupt, like Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, they're way bigger than anything we can do.
They do more there in a couple of hours than we could do in a decade.
And I saw St. Helens blow. I used to live in Portland, and I was there when that thing went up, and it was pretty amazing.
Now, you mentioned that you drive a diesel.
Yep.
I drive a diesel. I buy diesel fuel. I haven't put any soybean squeezings in there yet. But the state of Illinois, and I guess we're just pushing on Illinois here, but look, an Illinois state senator, her name is Jacqueline Collins. She's a Democrat from Chicago. You can have figured that out when what she's come up with. She's come up with an identification program for diesel engines. It's Senate Bill 268, a bill to control emissions from diesel engines. SB 268 will put a 1% tax on sale, lease, or rent of any off-road diesel powered vehicle with more than 50 horsepower. Well, that's most farm tractors, all right? Now, I hear music. Stand by just a minute, if you would, please, and we'll
sure
take
will.
A break. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, if this bill passes, and it's a Senate bill, 268, in Illinois, this would just be an Illinois state law, but it would put a 1% tax on the sale, lease, or rent of any off-road diesel-powered vehicle with more than 50 horsepower. It would also put a 10% fee tax on all trucks weighing over 14,000 pounds that are currently registered in Illinois. Also, a 2.5% tax on the sale or lease of any truck with a diesel engine made in the model year of 2006 or earlier that is not equipped with Level 3 emission controls. Now, the Illinois Department of Transportation, the Illinois EPA, and the Illinois Secretary of State are to develop a program for the registration of all diesel-powered off-road vehicles. Now, do you realize what all diesel-powered off-road vehicles are?
I don't.
I guess trains coming through Illinois would be considered off-road diesel-powered vehicles, would they not?
I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, they sure would be.
A big boat that had a diesel engine on it.
Yeah.
Then we've got farm tractors, we have combines and bulldozers and track hoes and other heavy industrial equipment that falls within the provisions of this particular bill. Now, the interesting here. Can you believe the Illinois Farm Bureau is opposed to this tax, this registration scheme for diesel engines? I don't know why they would be. You would think if they were opposed to that, they would be opposed to animal identification, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they would.
But no, they're opposed to this. They're fighting for the farmer on this one.
Well, Derry, I got, if you want to see my truck and my pumping station, I got it on my blog site if you want to look there.
Okay.
And it's at... Freewebs.com/Christian Anarchist. And you spell that just the way it sounds, Christian Anarchist.
Okay.
And I got some of my politics on there, too. But I tell you, I love your bumper music. I always sing along with Dale and Roy as you go off the air. And I love that bumper music. I hope you never change it.
Okay. That's up to Jeff. He's in charge of that. Now, talking about the fuel situation, I have a good friend that travels to Argentina quite a bit. And he is in business in Argentina. But he lives in the United States, and we visited for probably an hour the other day via the telephone. And he says Bill Gates' company, Pacific Energy Company, can produce a gallon of sugarcane ethanol in Argentina, pay the tariff, and ship it to the United States for half of what corn-based ethanol produced here cost to produce. He says he was in Brazil when Bush was in Brazil. He says Bush was talking about ethanol. He said he thinks, now this is just his idea, he thinks Bush went down there to reduce the ethanol tariffs so they can get this ethanol shipped into the United States cheaper. But even by paying the tariffs, they can get it in here for one half what it cost to produce corn ethanol. Now, what is that going to do the price of corn here in the United States? Anyway, big oil can control grain prices the same as they can control oil prices. And, hey, I appreciate your call. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
JB, I want you to talk a little bit about the Paragon Foundation proudly presenting Let Freedom Ring.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be on April the 21st, and are we going to have a good time. We've got Jerome Corsi, and we've got Ms. Kidd coming out of Texas with Eagle Forum. Jim Owens, a guy that wrote Cowboy Ethics, will be here, and of course, you will be there. Of course, that's what draws the crowd. And we're even going to have a little reception, because you're coming down and you're bringing your family and everything. I think we're going to have a little reception here at the Paragon office. And I'm working diligent to get this windmill up so that we've got water, and it'll be a good time. Anybody has an interest, and we've already had a lot of your listeners have already called and bought tickets, I would encourage them to give this foundation a call, and we have those tickets available now.
The number to call is toll-free, 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Online at ParagonFoundation.org. The Brookfield, Missouri Sales Company is going to be holding a special calf and yearling sale Friday, April the 13th. Now, that's at Brookfield, Missouri. Early listings include several big strings of one-owner cattle, including 140 head of black steers and heifers. Now, these are white-tagged and weaned, weighing 5 to 650. Here's another 85 head string of black and black baldies, some Charolais crosses on them. They've had three rounds of shots and weaned. 80 head of black and black baldy steers and heifers, all red tagged and weaned. 50 head of black and black baldy Charolais steers and heifers, they're shot. In fact, most of these cattle are green cattle coming off of one farm, and most of them have had their shots and are weaned. Now, that's for the special cattle and calf sale, or the special calf and yearling sale, coming up Friday the 13th, that's this coming Friday, at the Brookfield, Missouri sale barn. And then there'll be a special cow sale at Brookfield Friday, April the 20th. That's for the special sales coming up at Brookfield, Missouri, Friday the 13th. Let's go back to the telephones. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Derry. You know, this non-road diesel tax that they're talking about?
Right.
That's straight out of UN Agenda 21. I remember, in fact, watching one of your favorites, good old Stink TV, and about, 6 or 7 years ago, they were having a discussion of how they want to tax every single engine on Earth, and starting with the things like the, mobile, non-road, diesel, and going down to stationary diesel power plants. In other words, there, if you have, a unit, sitting out under an awning somewhere that you use for running, they want to tax that too, and that's their eventual goal is to tax every single engine on Earth. And like I said, straight out of Agenda 21.
Well, once, if they can get it done, see, and this is the way they work, and I would not have thought that they would have started out in Illinois, because Illinois is big farm country. I know there's Chicago there, but we always say, you know, Chicago is, there's Chicago, and then there's Illinois. And there's going to be a lot of, that's going to be a battle to get that pushed through in the state of Illinois. You'd have thought they'd have started out in New Hampshire or someplace like that.
Well, the problem with Illinois, though, is that there is so much Chicago
right.
that it doesn't matter much anymore. The Democrats pretty much, you know, a lot of us now refer to it as the People's Democratic Republic of Illinois. Just like, you know, the People's Democratic Republic of Czechoslovakia under the Soviets and stuff like that. And so there's too much Chicago there. And not enough people anymore who can stand up and stop stuff that's being pushed through like that.
You know, you mentioned Link TV just a moment ago. And I won't say that I'm a particular fan of Link TV, but for those of you who do not know what we're talking about, it's on DirecTV, if you have a satellite dish, 375, and I just ran onto it sort of accidentally, but you can watch Link TV and you can see the news that the foreigners are watching about us. A lot of it is very anti-American.
Can I say something about anti-American news? Because if you have Dish TV,
yes,
there's a station on there. First of all, Link is also on Dish TV.
Okay, what station is it there?
Oh, boy, 9410, I think.
9410, okay.
And there's one right next door to it almost. It's called, I call it Hate Speech TV. They call it Free Speech TV. That makes Link TV look like it's waving the red, white, and blue.
Oh, really?
You watch Fill in the Blank Amy on Link TV?
No, I don't watch television that much.
Yeah.
But I did catch some pretty good shows, you know, where you could see what the Afghanistans, how their news, what kind of news they were putting out about us and this sort of thing.
Yeah, the Journal is what they call that.
But anyway, I watched Sunday just for a little while, and boy, Link, I lost a lot of respect for them. They are greeny weenies. I mean,
they used to have a show on called Agenda 21.
Really?
They, after the turn of the century, of course, they took it off. But it was basically how good Agenda 21 is and how great it is if the UN were running the whole show. And gee, why can't we do this? It's really great stuff. That's what they're. That show was all about.
But people, and I'm out of time, and appreciate your call, Rich, but you can watch this, and it gives you a different attitude, and you can see what the rest of the world is actually doing and what they think about us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near far away, may the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?